The Avodah Sayyoyim of Tisha B'Av is not an easy one. We know that the Iker Inyan on Tisha B'Av is Fashteitzach, to be Misabel, and Avodah Sabachiyo. That's where they were Misakin, to read Eicho, to read the Kinus. About it, that's the Iker in Yonei Shoyoyim. It's a Fashteitzach, a Gevaldige Chiyuv. In Gemara State, a very Chomer de Kezach. Kolam She'ena Misabel Yerushalayim, Eina Zoyche B'Roi B'Simchoso. Of course, we have to try as much as we can to connect that avodah. Of course, mitoich iyun v'izboinenus, in recognizing how much we've lost in our ruchnius through losing the Beis HaMikdosh and the ashros, ashchina, and that connection to the Eibishter. But we know that already the Friyadik Kadmoinim have already written that they are meyed, that in their own deiris, this avodah was something that was very hard for people to connect to. The Tumim and the Yaretz Dvash, the Chsam Sofer, the Yaivitz and the Siddur, is a Oibazoi. Of course, in our Dar, Adar Yasmi, the Yasmi, it's even harder to be able to connect. There's so many distractions. We're connected to so many other things. It's hard to be able to get to that Madrega, to be Boichon the Chorben, to be able to feel that Avelus. And of course, we're never Potter from such an Avodah. And we need to try as much as we can to connect to that Aveda, to connect to that Avelus, to bring ourselves to be Bechlal, the Misable of Yerushalayim that will be Zaycha Baraya B'Simchasa. But maybe if we're able to point out that it seems that there's another Aveda that we could possibly have an easier time connecting to on a day like Tisha B'Av, the Chasam Sofer points out that although one would think that the Iker of the Yom of Tisha B'Av and Taneisim in general are days of Avelus, days of Bechi, for the terrible tsaris that happened in each one of those days, respectively, he points out that if someone who looks carefully in the Lashon HaRambam, it seems clear that the Greis HaAvodah of Yomim of Tainis and Tisha B'Av as well, of course, are Yomim of Tshuva, of introspection, of Chashbon HaNefesh, Tshuva, not just in the general sense, but Ba'ifin Prati, trying to be oimid on the different Averis that brought about these tsaris. What are the Sibos that brought about the Chorban? And to do Tshuva on those Sibos that brought about these tsaris. The Chasam Sofer and Tshuva, and our Chaim Sim Reish Ches, go so far as to say that that might be the Iker Takona of Chazal, the Smach Daraisa that gave them the power to be Mesakein, a Yoim. It's not specifically a Yoim Avelis, but rather a Yoim from Tshuva. So even if we have a hard time spending our entire day on the Avelus, there's another Avodas HaYoim that we could also engage in, which is very central to the Avodas HaYoim of Tisha B'Av. And that's an Avodah of Tshuva on those specific Sibos that brought about the Churban HaBayis. The Churban Bayis Sheni, state in the Gemara Yuma, was for Sinas Chinam, and much time is spent, especially B'day Reinu. Many have taken it upon themselves to stress that as the Avodas HaYoim of Tshuva, trying to get to the bottom of that Sheirish of Sinas Chinam, and to do Tshuva on that, and to try to work on our Avos Yisrael. But maybe we could shed light that there's another Nakuda, another Siba that Chazal tell us. That's also a very worthy thing for us to work on a day of Tisha B'Av. We know that by the Churban Bayis Rishon, which Mefarshim say, even though there was a Binyan Bayis Sheni and a Churban Bayis Sheni, it's all one Hemshech. On Tisha B'Av, we are being Misabel, the Churban Bayis Rishon as well, which never fully went away and is a Hemshech to the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gemara brings in Adarim above Mitzio, Al Mahov Do Oretz in Pasuk State. The Gemara tells us that the Chachomim, even the Nevi'im, of that door by Churban Bayis Rishon, couldn't figure it out. They asked, "B'loshen Sheila, Ma Avdo Oretz? How did this Churban happen?" They couldn't figure it out until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale, the Gevaldig Yisoid, Ashalei Baruch Hu Bateira Tchila. Pashup Shad, it sounds in the Gemara that the Churban was brought for that Avera of not making Berchas Ateri before they learned. Of course, the Gemara is a Pella. They couldn't figure out Ama of the Oretz. Harei the Gemara Yuma says, Bayis Rishon was Nechrav for being over the Gimel Chamurois The Nevi'im could not explain and figure out why there's a Churban Habayis when such Gimel Chamuras are being done. And similarly the question, and if that's what was going on, we needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and tell us something so different. We wouldn't expect at least the Eibishter to tell us that that's what's going on. Gimel Chamuras Mamish. What's Pshat in this Gemara? Ubefrat, are we to understand literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer was that the ganze Churban Habayis came as an oinish for missing a bracha? It's true, many Rishonim understand that Berachas HaTorah is a mitzvah sase daraisa, but for a bitl mitzvah sase daraisa, kumt Churban Habayis. What's Kem Zayim Pshat in the Gemara? It seems to me, from the Masechta Kala Rabosi in Perek Ches, that after what's going on in this Gemara is a whole different question. Of course, there was Gimel Chamurais, and of course, the Nevi'im and the Chachamim were aware of that, and they understood that the Churban Habayis is, of course, an Einish for those Gimel Chamurais. Those Gimel Chamurais bring Tumah. Tumah doesn't allow for Ashras Hashchina. They needed to be Churban Habayis to curb those three Averis. The question on Avda Aretz was not which Averis warranted Churban Habayis. Al Maha Avda Aretz. The question was something else. How did Klal Yisrael fall into such a matziv? How did Klal Yisrael reach a matziv of Gimel Chamurois? Gimel Chamurois, that is a din Yaharik Vayavar, and Klal Yisrael is being over in those Gimel Chamurois. How did that happen? We understand why Churban Habayis had to happen, but how did we reach that Madrego? What's the kasha? The kasha is, like the Ran points out, if all HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be megale, is that we weren't making brachas on davening, on learning. And he didn't answer that we weren't learning. Is Vaistois Dr. Ran in the Dorim? Klal Yisrael was learning. But the Midrashim were packed. So Ibazoi, the Nevi'im, and the Chachomim had a gewaldige kasha, not a shayla kasha. Alma of the Oretz. We know the Mesil Sisharim says, Barasi Yitzahora, Abba Barasi Teira Tavlin, the Gemara says, Dr. Mesil Sisharim, that is the antidote which HaKadosh Baruch Hu manufactured to deal with our Yetzirah, to deal with our Taibis, to deal with all the different things that bring us to do Averis, Abba Barasi Teira Tavlin, Amah of the Oretz. Klal Yisrael was learning. They had the Teira Tavlin. They had the Mohar Shabbos, Shemach Ziru Lamutov. So how did this happen? How did we fall down? How did we fall prey to Yetzirah, to this Madrega of Gimel Chamurais that brought about the Churban? We understood why we deserved it, but how did we reach that? How did we get to that Madrega of Gimel Chamurais? But the Midrashim were packed until the Eibishter came and he was Megalos, a Gevaldige Soid. Yes, there's a Riboy of Teira, but the Midrashim are packed. People are learning this Gevaldige Limud HaTeira, Gevaldige Yedias HaTeira. Aber Shalai Baruchu BaTeira Tchila. Teira they did, aber it wasn't with the Richtige Zugang. It wasn't with the proper Yachas to Teira. So what? They didn't make a bracha, aber they learned. The koyach of Teira Tavlin, the koyach of Maor Shabbat Teira Machzir and Lamutav is not a mitzius of learning Teira. It depends how you learn Teira. If a person just sits down and learns and enjoys the intellectual pursuit of Teira, that won't create Teira Tavlin. That won't save us with the Teira Magnum Matzla Keneged the Yetzahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala. A riboy of Torah there was, aber the yachas to Torah, the appreciation for Torah, the longing for Torah, the recognition that Torah is that vehicle which gets us dveikus in Bayrei Olam, that yachas was missing. And where that was missing was because they didn't feel a need to make a bracha and thank the Eibishter before they started learning a Blat Gemara, Zakrashim Bo Metzia Pehei, that by not making a bracha, Galdia datayu she'ena matana chashuva lahem. They learned Torah. They knew there was a mitzvah talmud Torah. There was a chiyuv kviyas itim Torah. But it wasn't with that harocha. It wasn't with that appreciation, with that ava, with that cheshek, with the understanding that Torah is not just something that we do. Torah is something that we love. Torah is something that we appreciate. It's Kiyem Chayenu V'Archimenu. It's the Gresta Matzono that the Eibishter could give us. If we're missing that, it's not the Torah that creates Torah Tavlin. Maybe your Yaitzim Mitzvahs down the Torah. Aber Lemaisa, it's not the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind that has the Koyach to create the Dveikus, which will allow for Torah Tavlin. The Torah that's going to stop us, the Torah that's going to keep us connected, stop us from falling prey to the Yetzer Hara. That's a Torah of Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Shteita Meir D'Kizach. We think these ideas of Simcha in Torah, and Avas Torah, and Cheshek in Torah, and Yachas Haroi, of Harocha for Torah, and appreciation, Dveikus in Torah, that's a Mailat Studis. It's a Tesefes Mailat to Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and be Megala of the Oretz. If you're missing that, which is indicative from the fact that you don't have that need to thank the Eibishter before you start a Blat Gemara, it's not just you're missing a Tesefes Mailat. You don't have the koyach of Torah. You don't have the koyach of Torah Tavlin. You don't have the koyach of Maharsha B'Torah. And if you're missing that, you could reach Rachmana Litzlana Madrego of Gimel Chamurois. You're missing that koyach of Torah to be Magno Matzla. There's so much Ribui HaTorah going on in the Welt that we have in our door as well. Of our Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us a Gevaldige Yisoy. It's not enough that we learn. Our relationship with Torah is key to us connecting to Torah and having that Torah Tavlin. In Chazal state Umitun, Torah is Nimshel Teish Eschayil Ten Isha. State in so many places, Mayrosha, Mayrosa. Matan Torah was a Chasana. Medav Chasana Machim et Torah. There needs to be a Dveikus in Torah. It can't be that we're a person who does an activity called Torah, Talmud Torah. It has to be that we're Mizdabik in the Torah. Like an Isha, v'hoyu lebosar echot. How many times were we zeiche and shmuzin at the beginning of this man to hear from the Rebbe Rav Osher, zolazayin gesunden stark, sinish genug zu lernen, medaveren eins mit the Torah. We have to become one with the Torah. There has to be an ichud of our neshama and the Torah, two inseparable items. We need to learn with that type of approach of dveikus in Torah, which comes from the proper relationship, the proper appreciation, the proper cheshek and ava, and learning Torah with that simcha of a hoyu lebaser echot, that simcha of ish v'ishtoi, medaver neins mit the Torah. I remember once eating a meal, I think it was the last week of this man, we were learning subis, we were learning the sugi of shtaris. I ate by Rav Osher, Mary Virabi, and he asked me in the middle of the meal, is the oilam licking and learning? So of course I said, fashteitzach. He was worried if maybe towards the end of this man people were slacking off. I said, of course, the Adam's looking and learning. He says, Nenein, aber ze ligging in shtaris. I said, yeah, they, of course, they're ligging and learning, they're ligging in shtaris. He says, no, you don't know what I mean. If let's say they go for a walk, they nastarim somewhere, and they see a shtar on the floor, do they pick up the shtar and kiss it and say, tzedoch hashtar? This is what it means. That's what it means to have arocha for Torah. Cheshkes haTorah, appreciation. That Torah is mamish, the Eibish des Chochma. It's yivakshim ipiu mamish. It's being able to have that daily connection with the Eibish. There's no greser matono zok rashi and bav mitzia. And that manifests itself with the hakara that I can't open a gemara until I thank the Eibish, until I make a barocha tchila. In Pnei Yeshua state, what's the lashon that they weren't baruch hu b'Torah tchila? It could be they got around to saying berachas haTorah, but it wasn't tchila. There wasn't a kpei de gemura that I can't say a word of Torah before I make a bracha. It didn't have that level of appreciation of the matana Torah, matana teiva called Torah. They didn't have that appreciation, that relationship with Torah that I can't say a blat gemara without thanking the Eibishter. I can't put a delicious piece of cheesecake into my mouth without thanking the Eibishter. I can't read a Blat Gemara without thanking the Eibishter. The Levush says that Torah is a Birchas Hanenin. We appreciate the Torah. We recognize how this Torah is what's going to keep us straight and connected. It's what's going to keep us afloat in our Ruchnias. That appreciation needs to express itself with a Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalitos. It's not enough to learn Torah. We have to appreciate Torah. We have to medaver and ain't smit the Torah. I think that's a tremendous message. Tisha B'Av, like we said, is a Yom Tshuva. And the Tshuva is to try to get back to the Sibis that allowed the Chorban to happen. Shteit Avada, that there was Gimel Chamurois. But Alma of the Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us, there's a whole other focus, trying to recognize what are the Sibis that allowed us to fall to that Matzah that warranted the Chorban. And the answer to that question is, there could have been a ribuy of Torah, but where was the appreciation for Torah? Where was the recognition that Torah is the gres de matona? There's so much Torah going on, so many yeshivas. Every single bachur who grows up in a frum home takes it for granted that he goes to yeshiva. Most even take it for granted that they're going to stay in kailo nach tachasana. That's wonderful. It's beautiful. There's so much Torah. There's so much yediyas at Torah. So many publications of Torah. Or is there a harocha for Torah? Or do we take it for granted? Is Torah something that we appreciate, that we wake up in the morning and we say to the Eibush that we can't thank you enough? It's the one mitzvah where there's a bracha of a harev no. We're betting the Eibush that it should be zis. We should appreciate the Torah. We should be able to recognize zis is the Torah. It's not a mailat studis appreciation for Torah. It's not a mailat studis tveikus in Torah. What the Eibishter was megala and mechadish to us, that it's critical to have that proper relationship and approach to Torah, to be able to benefit from what Torah has to offer, the skulas at Torah, Torah tavlin, the marsha at Torah, and missing that is pashut missing the aleph base of what Torah has to offer and could bring to a matzah of a gimel chamuritz of avda oretz. So the Eibishter elfin, as we go through a Tisha B'Av, the Nesivis writes in his Akdoma, the purpose of writing Eicha, it's not just to tell stories and for us to say, oi, vitzigeven, and all the shrekliche tsaris that we had. The purpose is to be able to recognize through the tsaris, what are the chatoim, what are the things that brought us to it. And Dr. Nesivis, that's why when he's writing his perush, he's not focusing just on the tsaris, but by every tsara, he focuses on what was the siba that brought about that tsara, so we can go and make sure that that doesn't happen. Make sure that the way that we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Kilo Nivne B'Yomov, is through Misakein, those Sibis that brought it about. In the drushes from Rabbi Yosef Mitzlutsk, he says that Lachem Eibras Mishana, we're going to be asked six very fundamental questions. One of them is Tzipisa LeYeshua. So Rabbi Yosef, Tzipisa LeYeshua is not Stam. Were we hoping for it? Were we chalishing for the Yeshua? Included in the question is, did you do something about it? Did you focus on the Sibis and try to fix them? So of course, there's Sinas Chinam, but from the Churban Bayis Rishon, there's a whole other idea of Shlei Baruch Hu B'Teira Tchila. Part of our Tzipisa LeYeshua is, not just did we learn, not just did we have programs of learning, not just are we people that know a lot of Torah and know how to learn, but are we people that appreciate Torah? The beautiful Matana, the Matana that forces us in the morning to say to the Eibishte, Ich dankte as dem gegeben der Teira, beharivno, ich will ob lieb dem Teira, I want to be misdabik with the Teira, ich will chassene machen mit der Teira, ich will werden eins mit der Teira, so the Eibishte helfen, on a day of Tisha B'Av, which is a Yom Tshuva, if we could focus on that, on ourselves, and the message that we give to our family, the Deiri Deiris, as ein matona ke Teira, sinishda azach zisa bid the Teira, and with that, will be zeiche to all the schoolois and all the gewaldige hagona that Torah has to offer. Amen.